Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
Yeah, Wednesday, May 23rd, Benham Woods, 97.3.
Don't you know by the open
it's
music?
It's the 24th. Damn it, Paul. 24th. It's a demerit. I'm going to take away three Odyssey points that I had awarded.
Don't do that.
Thank you for the 20 Odyssey points you awarded me this morning. I really appreciate it. You can. One of the coolest things I'd say about working at Odyssey is the ability to give out Odyssey points to your friends and coworkers.
Felt like you really earned it.
Apparently, I did. If you get like, you know, 100, 200 points, you can trade them in for things.
Yeah, right.
Like merchandise.
Yeah, for sure. So I got 20 coming to me today.
Very nice.
From Paul, thank you. Have you ever gotten any Odyssey points?
I did get some on. I think I got five from a salesperson at some point.
Oh, that's nice.
Giving me five total Odyssey points.
There's no cash
points.
Value to those.
No.
I would but like again, to trade them in for cash.
You can trade them in for Odyssey merchandise.
Like an Odyssey phone charger?
Yeah. Coffee tumbler of some sort.
Maybe an Odyssey crisping sleeve would be a good one to have. Got a lot of good feedback about the crisping sleeve segment yesterday here on Ben and Woods. And a lot of people asking us about what we're about to do next, the Holiday Bowl. And if we can get in there and you know, you see Jimmy Kimmel's got his own bowl. The Barstool has their own bowl, I think.
The Arizona Barstool Arizona Bowl. Yep. So it seemed like the logical next step.
The Ben and Woods Bowl.
The Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl. I'll share. We don't need to. It just doesn't need to be the Ben and Woods Bowl. Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl is
okay,
fine.
Okay, I like that too.
We don't need to change the entire name, the tradition and history of the bowl game. They're just looking for a sponsor, and we're sitting right
that
here.
That hurts us in negotiating if we want to just start changing a bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah, we're here to help you guys.
Instead of red coats, we're going to wear green.
Right, You just, we'll stick to your traditions. We just want our name on it.
We're not going to be difficult sponsors. We understand that when you're not bringing a lot of money or any money to the table, that you can't necessarily call all of your shots.
We're going to need those naming rights for the price of on the house. Is what we're going to do. What we're going to need.
But we have a platform,
right,
that we think can help you
sell tickets,
achieve your goals at the end of this year.
Sell it out.
A sold out Holiday Bowl. Nope. Maybe finding a higher paying sponsor at some point. We're fine with that.
Sure.
You know, you let us know. Hey, these guys are coming in. They're going to pay us big money. You're out. We understand that. We're looking to be the placeholder sponsor for the Holiday Bowl. Now, if it's 3 years of placeholdering and, you know, on ESPN later this year, they're doing the highlights of the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl, not going to hate that.
Nor will I.
Let's go to Petco Park in San Diego. It's the Bennett Woods Holiday Bowl.
Is there a statute of limitations on how long they'll let us place hold?
Well, I just think until they get a new title sponsor, we will be the placeholder title sponsor.
Sounds
good. That's my goal, at least, in these upcoming negotiations.
All right.
With Mark Neville,
executive director.
Are you handling
the lion's share of this?
I'll try. I'll do my best. Padres continue their series against the Washington Nationals tonight. Ryan Weathers gets another start. He actually, even as good as Michael Wacha has been, Ryan Weathers has the best ERA of any starting pitcher for the Padres this season.
Good.
But making his fifth start of the year, and he'll be going up against a San Diego native, Rancho Bernardo's own Trevor Williams, who signed as a free agent with the Nationals in the offseason, got an ERA. Not bad. Somewhere in the fours right now for the Nats.
Pitching,
will make the start for Washington tonight.
Pitching pretty well and has kind of bounced around a little bit, looking for a home, an opportunity. He's got another year left on his deal after this one. So he's pitching for, you know, the next contract, too. And Nats took a shot at him, and he's delivered pretty much. So,
yeah,
but he's a beatable guy. I mean, he's a guy you can go out and beat.
My guess is that when he entered free agency, it wasn't like Nats or bust.
Nats or bust, yeah.
You know, probably looked around at other opportunities. It was starting to get a little bit later, and, you know, offer came in a couple of years, a little security. But my guess is the goal is to pitch as well as you can for a couple of years, parlay that into a new deal, maybe somewhere else, you know, that, you know, have a chance, more of a chance to win somewhere. But right now, doing a decent job for a team that is not, you know, expected to go anywhere this year. And that's sometimes the hardest pitching there is.
No doubt, man.
Says a lot about a guy if you can focus and still turn in decent efforts for a team that isn't going anywhere.
Yep, no question about it. We're waiting on Mark Neville right now.
No, that's he's in the next segment.
Oh, he's next
segment. We're a whole segment away.
Then I completely blew it.
Sorry. Yeah, we're at 8:20 with Mark Neville coming up.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. You know.
Yes, I know.
Padres may not be on Bally Sports much longer as well. This could be the last week that you see. Yeah, absolutely. According to the reports yesterday, Bally Sports and their parent company missed another rights payment to the Padres. Now they have a grace period until the end of this month.
They definitely won't be the Holiday Bowl sponsor.
Probably not.
We can wipe them out.
Yeah. Right now. So if they don't make...
It's looking good for us. Process of elimination.
If they don't make that payment by the end of the month here in May, Major League Baseball can reclaim, and the Padres can reclaim those media rights and kick them off Bally's and start producing the games themselves. Probably just streaming like on the MLB app or somewhere, as opposed to finding them on Channel 56 or 694, whatever your cable system is. Yeah, starting as soon as June 1st, you may no longer have Padres games on your normal Bally Sports television if these reports are true. Now, we also talked about at the beginning of the season, there was a chance that the Padres, they weren't going to make the payment, and then they did at the last minute.
Yep.
And we've had our normal, you know, Don and Mud for the first couple of months of the season here. And everything that they're saying is that the broadcast teams would stay the same. It would just be where you are finding the games would be different. And they might not even be on television at the beginning. It might only be streaming for a while. I think the goal would be to find another channel to put them on, their self-produced telecasts, but not saying that that's going to happen the first day. It might take a while, so you might have to learn how to use the app if you haven't done so already for Padres baseball, and that's like a week from now.
You just said learn how to use the app.
The app.
The MLB app?
What app?
I think probably like the MLB app.
Everyone go download the app.
MLB
right
TV and the MLB app is probably where you'd probably find
that. Okay, so I've got that. So that means, again, here we go.
I have it, but I'm not subscribed.
I'm subscribed.
You shouldn't have to pay for it, I believe, in the beginning.
So now I could. Well, how long are they going to give me?
I don't know.
A month, a month free, and then it's $69 or whatever it is. I know if you're a Verizon customer, you can get MLB TV, which is the app, for free. But now that would mean if this goes through, it's pretty much the only reason I have cable. So that would be the time.
It will be fascinating to see how many people, you know, in the month of June cancel their cable or DirecTV subscriptions in San Diego, because literally the only thing they had them for was to watch Padres baseball. It'll be an interesting case study that will show what you know, what these new media rights will, you know, how valuable they really are. Because cable companies, they see tons of people unsubscribing. Well, that shows you how valuable sports products are to what they are doing.
And who would be shocked if, let's say, at the end of this month, it all burns to hell and everyone cancels, right? Then June, we're on the MLB app. And then in July, they figure things out and they go back to cable and everyone's like, oh, my God.
I mean, that's a nightmare because then you got to call and you got to get the boxes and I'm going to have to drive around and turn in like six boxes.
Hey, I was just kidding. I love you guys.
Can I get a new deal?
Well, it's interesting because right now the only thing Padres care about is distribution. They want as many Padres fans as possible to be able to see their games. They don't care what Bally makes, you know, on advertising, and they, you know, they're getting their rights fees, or we're getting the rights fees from Bally's, but they want the games to get out there. Once the Padres are producing those games, and you know, that's an expense that they have to, you know, production expense, and then they'll need to start selling their own advertising for those, you know, mid-inning breaks and stuff. It changes the equation a little bit. It becomes part of the revenue stream for the Padres, and, you know, they'll be looking to maximize at some point the revenue of their broadcast stream because they won't be getting the, you know, the giant eight-figure payments from Bally Sports anymore. That's a big part. I mean, they get a lot in tickets and concessions and parking, but the TV rights are a major revenue stream for a professional sport. So you turn those into zero is what we're talking about here possibly next month. The Padres are going to need to find a way fairly quickly to start monetizing that and making money off their television broadcast, which are, you know, some of the most highly rated programs, obviously, in San Diego are Padres telecasts. So, yeah, they're going to want to obviously make money off of that. Who wouldn't? You'd be crazy not to.
I got to imagine that they're going to try to make it, you know, if that does happen, that puts your customers, if you're the San Diego Padres, your customers are us and everyone listening to this radio program. Those are your customers, right? And it puts everyone in a bit of a tight spot. And I got to imagine, to soften the blow, until you can get your media rights naming stuff figured out, you're going to have to make it easy on people.
I agree.
You are. Yeah. You're going to have to wear it, eat it, whatever it may be, to let people consume your product, right? I mean, you're going to have to. So I don't know what kind of deal you got to work out with Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball take – I know you said the Padres will be producing it, but Major League Baseball will then – It will be under Major League Baseball's umbrella, and they can decide what they want to do and how to distribute it, I would imagine. And then at that point, what? You stream on the – everyone's going to be streaming on the app, so now I got to go buy a Fire Stick for three TVs that don't have the MLB app that I can just download onto my TV. I mean, it's a bit of a nightmare. It's a bit of a nightmare.
A lot of questions in the chat.
Yeah.
Somebody says Bally's goes away and MLB starts doing the broadcast. Will the blackouts go away? I believe they would have to.
Otherwise,
nobody in San Diego would be able to watch.
You can't watch our team, which is a nightmare.
Because right now, unless, like, if you have MLB, like, you have MLB TV.
I do.
You also have cable. If you didn't have cable.
Yeah, they would not be blacked out in the San Diego area anymore.
Right now. Paulie, what don't I pay for at this point?
Yeah, my guess would be, it would be pretty much like if you're an out-of-town Padres fan. You can just call up the app any day and watch the Padres game, just like if you have MLB TV subscription, just like we can call up a Rays game or a Reds game or a Mariners game and watch it if we pay for that. If you're out of town, you can just call up a Padres game. I think that's what will happen in San Diego. They'll just lift the blackout and you can start watching the Padres games the same way you could from out of market.
Which is kind of a bummer to think about, because you sit there and think, oh, cool. If you can just lift the blackout, you could have done it the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You could have done it the whole time.
Everybody knows
that. That's why you suck.
But Bally Sports is the one that always prevented
it. I get it.
They want you to have to buy their product, which means sign up for a cable or a DirecTV package, because they know if they just lifted the blackout, well, who would do that? They'd just get their baseball game. So it was in their deal that they weren't allowed to do that. If they're out of the picture, Padres then can do whatever they want with their deal and lift that blackout in the local market.
Jake says, so does that mean we can only watch on our phones? Not exactly, but you'll need to watch via an app in some capacity.
You'll need to cast it from a phone or a laptop.
Computer.
Cast it on a laptop.
Or to the TV.
Get a Fire Stick.
Fire Stick.
On the Roku. Fire Stick.
Yeah, Roku. And as I said, eventually, and I don't know whether eventually means a week, a month, a year, you know, they will want to produce those games onto a channel. What kind of local channel that is, I have no idea. I mean, you know, hey, Channel 10, we can put the Padres games on if we worked out a deal. Somewhere on your dial, hopefully in San Diego, they will eventually be putting those games. But I wouldn't count on that in the first, you know, day or so for that to happen. You should have to be ready to stream those games somehow starting next week.
So, yeah, you work for Channel 10.
Yes.
And would they then, Channel 10 locally, Channel 10 ABC, need to stroke a check?
Probably not.
How would that work?
The Padres would probably be doing all their own, selling all their own advertising and anything. So okay. We wouldn't be making.
You'd be a host.
Money. We'd just be hosting the time.
Would there not be?
But you would get the ratings for the highly
right,
rated.
But if you're not able to sell any of it, it doesn't
matter.
I mean, you know, maybe it. If you can put on a show after it that gets good ratings, yeah. That's why.
Or before.
That's
but would there not be competition from but, the local?
I mean, my
Fox,
guess is we,
CBS.
Yeah, well, my
NBC.
Guess is none of those because we have to show, you know, American Idol and all those shows. We can't really preempt them,
right.
So it would be hard for a network like CBS, ABC, or NBC locally to do that because so many of the games are 6:40. They go until 9:30. What happens to all the regular programming? I don't know. So it'd probably have to be on an independent channel or a digital channel. We have sub-channels like 10.2. Now, I don't know that people know how to find those as well. They're,
never heard of it.
You know, on digital TVs.
Yeah, I got that for everyone.
But that is also a possibility that, you know, some digital outlets on your television as well could be an option to find those games. I have no idea what they're going to do. I don't know that they – I mean, I'm sure they've discussed it 1,000 times with Eric Grubner, you know, in the offices of what the plan is going to be. But as for the rest of us, we have no idea.
Wow, man.
All right, we're going to come back. Our own media rights negotiations with the Holiday Bowl, which could potentially be the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl by the end of our next segment. If everything goes well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, tentative agreement. Get a contract.
Handshake deal.
On over.
Now, we got to be careful with those handshake deals.
We can get it done
before.
With Mark Neville, the executive director of the Holiday Bowl, coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic. Be right back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I must say I'm a little nervous right now. I haven't done a lot of these business-type negotiations before, and I don't know how this is going to go, but I pitched this idea on the show yesterday. I contacted our next guest on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Mark Neville, the executive director of the Holiday Bowl, because I saw that they are in need of a new title sponsor, and they're hitting the pavement right now.
Hitting the bricks.
Good sales guys going out there looking for a big, you know, corporation to step in as they were and get all that attention. But that can take some time. These are complicated deals. And my idea, Woods, was that at least in the meantime, as a placeholder, how about at least temporarily, we call it the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl, and we get our Tier 1 army to support the bowl game and give it a lot of attention. And then I think that helps. I think that helps Mark ultimately with his goal of achieving a long-term new sponsor. So we welcome Mark Neville onto Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for your time.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I apologize in advance for my very opportunistic, fame-hungry co-host. We're going to do a little good cop, bad cop here, Mark. But no, I got to imagine, you know, it's tough. It's tough. Like when you lose, anytime you lose a sponsor for anything, whether it's our radio show or, you know, a massive holiday bowl, it's kind of a tough putt, and you got to kind of rally the troops and find out who the next partner is going to be.
I will tell you, in all seriousness, we are very grateful to San Diego County Credit Union. They've been a sponsor of our organization since the early 90s. And title sponsor of the Poinsettia Bowl from 2005 to 2016, every year that bowl game existed. And then they've been in the Holiday Bowl seat ever since then. And they've been wonderful partners. Hopefully we continue with them in another capacity. But nothing bad to say about SDCCU.
Now, Mark, this isn't my idea either. There's a Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. I know, you know, Jimmy's not writing a giant check. That's a bit of a promotional deal on both sides that works for everyone. You know, he puts people from the bowl game onto his popular television program. We have a popular radio program in San Diego. I don't know if you saw, but number one station here in San Diego right now, men 25-54. That's your demographic as well, Mark. I mean,
you're making a good picture.
He really is I'm impressed.
I just need to say one thing, though. I've been with the Holiday Bowl now for 32 years, and I can't believe my career has sunk to this level.
Now, Mark, it hurts. I understand there's some trepidation. We don't need you to change all the stationery. I get it. There's an infrastructure investment in a title sponsor that can be prohibitive, I'm sure. We don't need you to change all your stationery.
Let me just say one thing, Ben. If this was the Gwynn and Chris Holiday Bowl, that has a nice ring to it.
That hurts.
The John Cantara Show Holiday Bowl. Blows off the tongue.
The Coach Bowl.
The Coach Bowl.
Coach's Holiday Bowl.
How about the in-season Sammy Bowl?
In-season Sammy Levitt Bowl.
Post-game show host there.
It's not bad.
You know, and so usually I'm always, when we go out and sell this, we are pitching the prospect. Now I kind of feel like I'm on the other side of the table.
You're being pitched right now.
I think, yes. You know, it's a kind of a you scratch our back, we scratch your back sort of arrangement.
He's not getting much scratching from us, though.
I think we can give a lot of scratching, Woods. I mean,
it's a bad look to not have a sponsor, Mark.
I think so, too.
Even for like a week.
People like our show, Mark. Temporary. You're going to attach yourself to a rising rocket of a brand, the Ben and Woods brand in San Diego. And even if it's only temporarily, I feel like you're going to reap the benefits from this.
So let me ask one thing of you guys.
Please interview us.
If this was ever to be considered, which is a long shot at best, but if it was ever to be considered, we do background checks on our partners.
I'm out. And that's it for me.
So it's the Ben Holiday Bowl.
The Ben Holiday Bowl. I am 100% out.
The Ben Not Woods Holiday Bowl.
Ben Not Woods.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear
about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And I will say there's a lot more to it now than just the Holiday Bowl. You know, our organization is the Sports Commission for San Diego. So we're known now as Sports San Diego. And we have the Holiday Bowl.
We have a good relationship with Annie Heilbrun.
Yes,
that helps us at all. We do well with her.
Yeah, we love Annie. Yep. And then we also just started, you might have seen, the Rady Children's Invitational College Basketball Tournament. That will be starting this Thanksgiving.
Lion Tree Arena. Yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The California State Games are going to be coming under our umbrella as well. So there's a lot of benefits to this and a lot of responsibility here.
Can we at least get some giant inflatable Ben and Woods balloons parade?
I'm already out.
One of me, one of Woods, going down Harbor Avenue every Christmas time.
I don't know that anyone would want to see that.
No, we already look kind of like giant balloons just in our normal everyday lives.
Ben now takes CBD, so he's not passing a drug test. So I don't know. The whole thing is now moot. I mean, you know, my background, Ben's drug addiction. This is probably not a good fit at the end of the day, even for $0.
Right, so I'm picturing this 50-foot-tall, helium-filled balloon with a red-eyed Ben Higgins
just
coming
high
down Harbor Drive.
Yeah, just high.
putter in his hand.
This is not going like I anticipated or hoped it would. I'm just going to be really disappointed. I'm curious.
How did you think it was going to go?
Yeah, $0 sponsor?
I thought you were going to jump at the chance to work with a couple of good guys who are entertaining on the radio and, you know, really could push your bowl brand to the next level without really costing you anything. I mean,
the opportunity cost, though, is like millions. Do you realize, right? By signing with us.
Again, placeholder. That was part of the argument. Placeholder. I'm not stopping him from negotiating with anyone.
Do we even have to ask for his permission to be the placeholder? We can just say it. Nobody's going to stop us, right?
Will you sue us?
Oh, we will.
Oh, you will.
Will you sue us if we start calling it the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl?
Probably get that graphic.
Our attorneys will. We got a great counsel, and he will be all over you.
Because Paulie has already made some of the graphics for
they
you.
Look great.
You don't even have to do any of that.
It looks so good.
We have some of the. We could release it right now. We'd be ready to go.
Yeah, we are ready.
We got a great merch store.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can get t-shirts going very quickly.
Sure. Quickly.
Very up. Well, you can get a coffee mug with it printed on, and you can all be drinking out of Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl coffee mugs at this time next week.
Yeah.
Well, could we negotiate into this that I would get to take on Woods?
Anytime. Anytime. Okay. Anytime. Yeah, you can do 5 days a week. We could play one right now if you got one ready.
Yeah, you want to play?
You have one ready?
Yeah,
we can literally play right now.
I'm ready to go.
Right, let's take on Woods with Mark Neville right now. Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Bye, Woods.
He's gone. All right. Hit the music, Paulie, and we'll play the open.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, Mark, I actually have one category left this week, and since we're not going to be on Friday, I need to finish out our theme week anyway. So here's your category. It's called Hit the Pavement. We've got five song titles and five different names for types of roads. So they're all included in the titles of these songs. I know you know how the game works. 60 seconds, start with our two-second song. Woods has left the studio. So, Mark, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right,
bring
60
it on.
Seconds on the clock. Your time begins. And by the way, if Woods beats you, it's going to be the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl. And if he doesn't, then...
Real quickly?
Then, yeah.
No, it won't.
Okay. Well, we'll play anyway. All right, your time begins when Paul plays the music.
It will, though.
Your time begins. Paul, are you ready with the 2 seconds on?
One second.
You can give him a second. Cue it up here. And then we'll go. 60 seconds. You can pass if you don't know an answer. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. I'll even put you into the drawing for the Las Vegas trip if that helps us in the negotiations.
Yeah.
All right, Paulie's ready. 60 seconds, the category. Hit the Pavement. Good luck, Mark Neville of the Holiday Bowl. Let's take on Woods.
I walk a lonely road.
Pass.
The Eagles sing They Didn't Care, They Were Just Dying to Get Off, in which 1977 hit?
They didn't care. Oh, Life in the Fast Lane.
Correct. In the movie School of Rock, Jack Black's character Dewey Finn recommends to the student the keyboard solo from which song by Yes, saying it will blow the classical music out of your butt?
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh, no. Which 1965 Beatles song features the line, beep, 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 yeah?
Beep, 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 yeah.
You know it.
Beep, 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 yeah. Oh, my gosh. Pass. I'll get that one.
One of the biggest hits of 1983 was which Eddie Grant song, referring to the street where the violent London Brixton riots erupted 2 years earlier?
Electric Avenue.
Correct. Go back to our 2 second song.
I walk a lonely road.
I'm embarrassed that I don't know that one.
Okay, beep, beep, and beep, beep, yeah, the Beatles. All right, you did get two out of the five. You get Life in the Fast Lane and Electric Avenue. That was a tough one. That was Boulevard of
Singing. I was able to sing it.
Yeah, that was Boulevard of Broken Dreams by the Green Day was the 2 second song. The other Yes hit, Roundabout, was the one from the School of Rock. And then Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
Is
beep, beep, and beep, beep, yeah. All right, hang on the line, Mark. We'll see if two is good enough to beat Woods. Here he comes in. Yeah.
You have never needed a win
more than this right now.
Right here.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Mark Neville of the Holiday Bowl.
For the Holiday Bowl.
For the Holiday Bowl.
Oh, God. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Correct. The Eagles sing. They didn't care. They were just dying to get off, in which 1977 hit.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Correct. In the movie School of Rock, Jack Black's character Dewey Finn recommends to a student the keyboard solo from which song by Yes, saying it will blow the classical music out of your butt. Correct. Which 1965 Beatles song features the line, beep, 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 yeah.
Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
Correct. What one of the biggest hits of 1983 was which Eddie Grant song referring to the
Electric Avenue.
Wow! Yeah! Five for five! If that doesn't win the title sponsorship of the Holiday Bowl, I don't know when does.
Holy cow.
Even though Mark did you say know, that wasn't really on the line, but, you know,
it's too bad.
Wasn't that impressive, now Mark?
Now you just embarrassed me.
I'm so sorry.
Is that not a good way to negotiate with someone, is to embarrass them on the radio?
Like, pull out your exactly. wallet. How much cash do you have? That's it?
That was awesome.
How do you do?
He got two.
That's good. You won. Yeah. That's really, really good.
You know what? Red is not my color anyway, Mark.
I think
we at least
deserve the rights for like a day.
Just today.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. Maybe we'll look at it for a day.
All right.
Do like a
put Rick Schloss to work. Get a press release.
Yeah, tiny press release. One tiny press release is all really that's we all need we in this entire exchange. Yes. We're looking for one press release. That's it. And you're done with your responsibilities.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to take that
into consideration. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
man. He's a very non-committal fellow. Thank you, Mark.
You have to be.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys.
Good luck to you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. You're out. That didn't go as well as I hoped it would.
What? I smoked him.
You did, yeah, but we didn't. I don't think we got the title sponsorship that I was hoping for.
Well, even if he gives it to us for a day, it's worth it.
That would be great. I would take it for a day.
I love that he wanted to play Take on Woods so much. That made me so happy. What was the category?
That
streets
was called,
again?
The whole week it was streets. Yeah, it was Hit the Pavement.
Hit the Pavement.
The whole week was different types of roadways.
Sorry, I gave you extra
four
work tonight.
Four different categories. That's all right. No, we don't have any more games this week.
That's right.
We're off on Friday, and we got Real or Fake tomorrow, so we're good. That closed out
Boy, I had a
the
monster.
Theme week category.
10 for 10 today.
10 for 10?
10 for 10 today. I'll take on Woods. That's how it's done, Padres. 10 for 10.
Fantastic. There's a piece that came out that we didn't talk about much yesterday, but Dennis Lynn was writing about the catching position.
Yes.
Still is an issue. Even with the Padres scoring seven runs the last couple of days, offense behind the plate, major problem right now for the team.
And really has been for a long, long,
long time.
Long time.
Even before us, before that. We'll talk about that coming up. Take your phone calls, 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods of the Ben and Woods Holiday Bowl on 97.3 The Fam. As a fan, I feel somewhat bad about my feelings toward Austin Nola. Does that make any sense?
No, I do.
Like, I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know that all of this is necessarily on his shoulders. He was having a really nice spring. Things were looking good. And then he got hit in the face, and he came back, and he just has not produced offensively at all. He takes some walks. I get that. There's some value there. But you do have to hit some in Major League Baseball to have a spot in an everyday lineup.
It was a risk. It was a risky trade at the time, and it's going to go down as one of AJ's worst trades, I think. And that's, you win some, you lose some. No one hits one bats 1,000.
Taylor Trammell, Ty France, Andres Munoz, all three of whom have been somewhat productive for the Mariners at times. Taylor Trammell still young and kind of shuttling the minors, but Munoz has become a really good reliever.
France
was an all-star
home,
last
home run
year,
last
I
night. Yeah, I mean, look, you win some, you lose some. I mean, it was a risk on a guy that had changed positions anyway. Dennis Lynn wrote a nice piece in The Athletic talking about since 2015, Ben, there's been kind of an issue as far as at least at least catchers that can hit a little bit. They kind of use WRC plus as a metric, and you know, Austin Hedges was well below 100. Derek Norris, well, you know, 78. Austin Nola actually is the highest WRC plus of any catcher in the last, how many years is that? Nine?
Wow.
Eight? At 86. Francisco Mejia was at an 80. Victor Caratini was at a 73.
Now, Mejia was considered a pretty promising prospect.
Yeah.
Campusano has been one of the team's top prospects for a while.
Yep.
But none of them have ever panned out. Now there's Ethan Salas in the future. I want to talk about what does the future of the catching position look like for the San Diego Padres, because Salas is not an immediate answer. We'll do that after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And this hour on The Fan is brought to you by SC Johnson Off. This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection, the everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Prevention is the best protection. Off, the number one dermatologist recommended repellent from SC Johnson. I know that I must be desperate when I keep thinking even, well, maybe, I mean, he's so advanced. Ethan Salas, maybe he could be here in a year or two. Kid's 16 years old.
Massive
desperation. He's not going to be here.
No, it'll be a couple,
three or four years, yeah. Absolutely,
yeah,
minimum.
You'd hate to bring him up and just kill him. I mean, he would get killed by big league pitching. You have no doubt, Ben, that he could get behind the dish and catch an inning.
Some doubt on that either as well.
I really wouldn't.
He looked pretty impressive in spring training.
So here's the thing. He caught big leaguers at spring training. There's no difference. None. He can get behind the dish and catch in a big league game today.
There
Absolutely.
Is a difference between spring training and a regular season
if he's catching Blake in terms Snell
of the but in terms of the preparation for
sure.
batters
Absolutely.
And the game plans and
Absolutely.
Everything, it's night and day.
Could he go? Could he catch nine innings
physically
tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, no question. Would he be absolutely embarrassed by Trevor Williams at the plate as a 16-year-old? I mean, I think so. I think so. I think he would be. Trevor Williams not the most dominant pitcher in the big leagues, you know, but he throws you a back foot slider, one you've never seen spin like that. Yeah, I think the hitting is the one, and obviously learning how to prepare and what it takes to be a big league catcher. There's a reason you don't see.
The crazy thing is you're asking for one hit out of every eight at bats,
no,
basically
to duplicate
what you're already getting from the catching position. It's not much.
It's not going to happen. I mean, no. you can't crush somebody's development at 16 years old. You're just not ready, man. I mean, 18, fine, maybe. Like, you can talk about it, but
and we're still a couple of years away from that. You can't have a for the next 2 years. You can't have a catcher that's hitting 140.
No,
for two more years.
No, you can't. And you need to find somebody, something to fill that gap for the next 2 years. And I just don't know that Austin Nola is that guy. And I know, you know, I know the guys talk about, well, you know, he brings this and brings that. And you know what? Looking at his Statcast page and all that, there's some average numbers. There's some well below average numbers, Ben. He's not. I said it to you guys off the air this morning. He looks broken. I mean, he looks defeated. Comes up last night, runners on first and second. They ask him to bunt. That already right there. Not a lot of big league teams like giving away outs these days. And when you're asked to bunt and you kind of know I'm scuffling. If I can help the team win, I will.
That was the right call, though.
They threw Trent Grisham out at second base. So
it still did result in a run.
It did, but you gave up an out, which is not a recipe for success in the big leagues in 2023. It's just not. But when you're scuffling that bad, you'll do whatever you can to try to get a job done. And really, he didn't get the job done really at all in that case. But that being said, he looks broken. He looks defeated. The swing is long. The swing is loopy. He just looks. And I'm not saying he's not trying. I'm saying he's probably killing himself to try and execute. But it's just not happening. So you can't really go forward. You can't really go forward. And I don't know what the answer is. It's not my job to know what the answer is.
Is there any chance that patience and waiting for Campy to come back and hope
that, that's weeks away, though.
I know, that's weeks.
That is,
I mean,
weeks
that's weeks away.
At best, that's
but
weeks
could he
away.
Be at least the answer for the next couple of years until
yes, that was what they're
Ethan
hoping.
Salas returns?
That's
you
what
still
they,
have some.
That's what they
some
were
hope
hoping.
That that's what. That could be the midterm solution for the Padres at the catching position, because honestly, we haven't seen enough from Campusano to even know if he's going to be a decent. And we're not looking for an all-star. The Padres are looking for just a guy who can be flat average behind the plate.
We just can't find that guy. We just can't find the guy that can throw a runner out, that can hit a little bit. I mean, 225, 230 is a dream for our catchers right now. That can run into one every now and then. There's no power. There's no slug. I mean, you look at the F-wars, and Dennis Lynn did a good job. He put the F-war in there as well for these catchers. Austin Hedges had a huge, huge F-war because of his defense. Austin Nola's F-war is 1.1 compared to Austin Hedges' 5.9. That's how valuable he was defensively. Not saying I would want Austin Hedges back here. I don't. But as far as offense goes, and really in comparison to at least two of the other guys that we've had here in the last 8 years, Austin Nola's right in the middle of the pack. But it's untenable. I mean, it can't go on. I don't know who that person is. I don't know what a package for Yasmani Grandal looks like. White Sox have been winning some games recently. I don't know that they're keen to let him go right now. I have no idea. The AL Central is kind of a joke. So it's kind of anybody's division at this point. So I don't know who thinks they're out of it. I don't think the Royals are going to trade their captain, Salvi Perez. I mean, he is the captain. He wears the C on his chest. I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't know what you do.
You know, it's a good point. The White Sox have been pretty bad. They're 20-30, but that division
is awful.
Is so bad that they're much closer to first place than the Padres are right now. They're 5.5 games out from the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
So why would they or really any other team other than maybe like the A's or the Royals even think about giving up right now? And as you said, it's Salvador Perez not going anywhere.
I wouldn't imagine.
People keep saying, the Atlanta Braves, they've got two great catchers. Just grab one of them. Why would they? Especially to a team that they probably still consider one of their three main rivals to win the National League this year and go to the World Series. Why on earth would you help the Padres out in any way?
You wouldn't.
Unless you got something, you know, absolutely critical that you needed back. But what are the Padres offering? Not a big leaguer right now, correct?
Correct.
I mean, the Braves aren't going to give up a key catcher for a minor league prospect, even a really good one at this point. That doesn't make any sense for them. They're competing against the Padres for a National League title this year to go to the World Series. Why would they make it harder by giving them the Padres? Even if they were overwhelmed by a deal, I think that would probably be a pretty easy no for the Atlanta Braves at this point. So forget about that possibility as well.
Yeah, JWW in the chat says, Grandal also hasn't played a full season since 19. And, you know, if you want to carry three catchers on your roster, all right, well, so what are you giving up for that? You're going to have to lose a piece off the bench to have, you know, Nola. Are you just DFA? So you're going to do two. You're going to have to DFA somebody. Is it Austin Nola, who the pitchers do like? They do like throwing to him. But if you go out and get a Grandal or somebody like that, which, again, is going to cost you a fortune if the White Sox are even looking to move an aging Yasmani Grandal, who can still swing it. You know, he can still swing it, and good leader, all that. He's got all those intangibles as well. But, man, you've missed so much on a catcher that it's coming back to bite you.
And there's not much on the street. I mean, you know, the Mets picked up Gary Sanchez. He's hitting 167 in his first 20 at bats with no extra base hits. There's just not catchers out there. No. They just don't exist at the moment. It's a weak position across the board in Major League Baseball. I'm always stunned when I hear on the broadcast, the Padres are 28th in offense at the catching position. I keep going, there are two teams worse than the Padres in the catching position in Major League Baseball. Who could they possibly be? At this point, you're getting no power. You're getting nothing. I don't even know. I think they may have dropped to 30th at some point, but I heard that like a week ago, and that was my first thought was, really, there are two teams that are worse off behind the plate than the Padres right now.
It always seems. Nola comes up with runners on, you know, a chance to break a game open or to tie a game, and I want it for him, man. I do. I'm not actively rooting against him. I really like him. We've interviewed him the last two spring trainings. When he first sat down year one, I went, oh, man, this is going to be... Because there are baseball players you interview, like, that guy was boring. He was great. He was fantastic. And we had a great rapport with him.
Joe Musgrove pitches, would you consider using the designated hitter for Nola and letting Joe bat himself?
This point, man, I'm turning over every stone.
All right, 3 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report coming up, including... An NBA, finally, a non-sweep in the NBA playoffs. That's next on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.